Raio de Histórias, uma produção sonora da Ciclaveiro, onde se abrem as portas da casa da bicicleta a vidas em cima de duas rodas, a histórias sobre uma paixão que nos deixa voar mais alto e nos traz uma enorme paz. As ideias, os projetos, os desafios do futuro, com um olhar sobre as cidades e a questão da mobilidade. Os sons das correntes, das campainhas, das buzinas que nos ligam e o desfrutar de um tempo sem tempo definido, com um guiador que nos leva a lugar incerto. Esse lugar é aqui. Ajuste o seu selim e deixe-se ficar. Está na hora de sentir o vento na cara e de bicicletas falar. Olá, bem-vindos ao Raio de Histórias, o número 6, e a celebrar um ano de gravações. Após este grande interregno, regressamos com uma conversa de junho em que fomos visitados por Andreas Noe, também conhecido por Andy, ou mesmo Trash Traveler, o viajante do lixo. E somos também acompanhados musicalmente por Xavier Marques. Ao nosso convidado de conversa, gostamos de o tratar por Trash Cycle Andy, o biólogo alemão que percorreu cerca de 3 mil quilómetros em Portugal entre 22 de abril e 17 de junho com uma garrafa de água reutilizada, como gosta de referir, integrado no projeto The Plastic Hike. Em cima da sua bicicleta com um quadro com fersil, mas feita a partir de peças de outras 10, pedala por Portugal, apanhando o lixo que encontra e sensibilizando para o problema dos plásticos nas nossas vidas e para a necessidade de investirmos na sustentabilidade e proteção ambiental. Nesta paragem em Aveiro, passou à tarde pela casa da bicicleta, carregadinho de sacos e garrafas de plástico, além de inúmeras histórias para contar. Após o workshop de iogurtes naturais realizado pela Yogurt Nest, que correu lindamente e soube ainda melhor, apontámos as vozes aos microfones. Como ainda não domina o português falado, fizemos a conversa em inglês, por questões óbvias. Fiquem por aí, divirtam-se e boa viagem.
Será o segundo episódio em que será falado em inglês. Portanto, vamos ligar o chip do inglês e passamos para essa mais fácil, pelo menos aqui mais fácil. Acabámos de sair aqui de um workshop, portanto os nossos ouvintes vão ouvir aqui umas pessoas a saírem, a entrarem, a arrumar umas coisas e por aí fora, em que o Andy esteve aqui. Para a introdução, portanto, eu posso ligar o chip agora. And with me I have Andy, Andreas. Hello and welcome.
Hi.
Welcome to Casa da Bicicleta. As you know, it's a house of bike.
Yes, I'm feeling home.
Oh, yeah. Surrounded by all these beauties. And Andy is the trash traveler. And he's been traveling, lately, with his Confersil, the Portuguese Confersil.
She has already a name.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry, you can't, like, okay. Introduce her, like, Confersil.
No. Okay, let's go back. Not Confersil.
Yeah.
She was made in a land, like kind of a land, called Confersil, and she is?
She is Rosa.
Rosa.
Sim.
Rosa. Rosa like Rosa do Brasil or Rosa Spanish or Rosa Portuguesa?
Rosa Portuguesa.
Portuguesa.
Sim. Confessia okay. Português and I Portuguese.
Okay. So you've been traveling along Portugal since April, I think.
Yeah.
Medium April. Yeah. With the trash cycle. We'll go there. in a bit. Here we are in a quick and special episode of our podcast, of the Casa de Bicicleta podcast. And maybe I'll start with a simple, who are you and where do you come from? And how did it all start and when?
Okay.
So, yeah. Tell me, or tell us, if you can tell us something.
Yes, I can do that. So, yeah, thank you for letting me come into your beautiful podcast. I'm German, but actually in my heart I'm already feeling Portuguese. And I came here 5 years ago. I'm a molecular biologist, and I came to Portugal to do a doutoramento. I didn't want to sit in the laboratory all the time, so I kept on going like in the medical industry.
Ah, okay.
And in all the free time, I was taking my surfboard, and especially in winter times, sometimes around Lisbon, it's like quite crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Everything polluted with plastic and trash. So I decided, yeah, I'm not happy in an office anymore and in a laboratory. I want to actually try to open eyes of the people to understand that we have like a quite crazy plastic pollution out there. So I quit my job, took my ukulele.
And that's an ukulele, okay.
Yeah, it's an ukulele, not a cavaquinho.
It's the cousin.
Okay. Exactly, but just originally, yeah. And I started just like to pick up trash and plastic at the beaches, record a video and a song about the trash I collected every day.
Wow.
And put it on social media to raise awareness, something like this.
We're talking about which year?
That was 3 years ago. Yeah, 3 years ago I started with this journey.
Playing pandemic.
It was before pandemic,
on the start,
it
maybe.
Was, yeah, the first half year was mm-hmm. non-pandemic, and then pandemic started, yeah.
Okay.
And so I started, like, yeah, 3 years ago, it was summer.
Okay. Summer
19, yeah.
You talked about awareness, that's a big, big word, and with a big meaning to you, of
yeah.
course.
Yeah.
And then we'll ask you, what drives you more to continue your adventure, your travels? Is it the adventure itself, the traveling itself, the knowing places, the feeling of the places, or is it the connection you made with the community, you make with the communities, and what you can bring out of them and give it to them?
Yeah.
Tell us what drives you more with this.
In the beginning, it was more the traveling. I would say, like, I quit my job and I started to travel with a purpose, to travel and to have like a meaning. So I picked up trash and raised awareness. In the last 3 years, so many things happened. This project had amazing adventures, but in the end, I would say, being now at this place here, it's the communities that makes the drive of the project, and that makes me actually to continue, because I'm getting so much amazing feedback, only good feedback in the last 3 years, and I actually didn't have a single bad voice, so maybe out there someone finds something to criticize. like seeing especially also the young generations, like from super small kids to even youngsters, teenagers who are in their puberty and who are actually singing some funny songs with me, that is really heartwarming, because then like, okay, that's super nice. We reached the people. Mm-hmm. And in the past 3 years, I would sum up with more than 1,500 people, even though COVID times came to all those awareness actions.
Mm-hmm.
And that is beautiful to see that this movement got created here, even in Portugal. I got super much accepted, even though I'm speaking just a little bit Portuguese.
Yeah, and about this impact or transformation you get out of people, you see something happening or maybe being born, that raising of awareness that we were talking about, how does that work building up yourself, you know? You understand the question? How is it important to this, and how you see it in a whirlpool?
Yeah, Yeah, awareness is like a big, big topic where we can like talk about it for hours, I think. So for me, I actually never, like when I started this project, I didn't really think of where I want to go. So I'm actually not having any goal. And like my philosophy was always like, if I can once a day, like bring someone to think about the topic, then I'm happy actually. So not like having like big wishes, and I think that was the best what I could go, because it's always the spontaneous actions and the spontaneous decisions, chances that are coming, and that is making the project so beautiful, because we are actually almost never planning anything and things develop.
Improv.
Basically, it's like a big project going all around Portugal. But kind of improv, yeah.
And do you think these kind of projects, really these kinds of projects versus, let's say, a big company project about ecology, also about mm-hmm. to the environment, what's the big difference here?
There's a massive difference.
Massive.
Yeah, yeah. Against the companies, you know, there is a company that has all the budget to make the campaign how perfect it can just be, but it will never be as impactful and never takes the people, because it's not like completely pure. It's always like somehow driven by some mindset of the company and mm-hmm. Maybe some interest, or maybe not, but maybe it's just a good intention, but maybe something is there, and that's the difference to like just like a guy is quitting his job. I didn't even want to earn money with it. I quit my job, but I said, okay, until I'm running out of money, I'm collecting trash, and then afterwards I'm finding a job again. Like after half a year, I ran out of money, and I said, okay, no, like I got so much into this raising awareness, I can't stop anymore, because I know so much about plastic pollution, I've seen so much, I don't want to stop, and I can't stop, because it's like already on a way where I need to try to raise awareness, like even in a bigger and bigger scale.
It was that point you felt more responsible, or more responsibility?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, I got half a year into this, like every day going to the beach, picking up trash, singing a ridiculous song. And
that we are going to hear.
That we're going to hear now. We can go. No, like let's end this, and like, yeah, like to face the pollution out there so much, and to know, okay, what we need. I couldn't let go of that, so I needed to find ways how to open eyes, like in crazier approaches. Actually, that's how those adventures.
Okay, so. For our listeners to get a kind of a glimpse of what you are doing, for example, today, or maybe just after you arrived around Aveiro, can you tell us what you did?
So I can just
until
like
now.
Yeah, okay. So I can maybe start with the first adventure, because that's eye-opening, like what I'm doing. So first I was just like picking up trash every day, but not having like a specific project. And then I decided I need to do something different. I need to do something extraordinary, which makes like boom, which makes like people say like, oh, this guy is crazy. So I decided, yeah, I'm gonna hike the entire coast of Portugal in 2 months, every day without a break day, like on the sand. It's like crazy, and pick up plastic on the way. And I managed that in 58 days, and I picked up 1.6 tons of plastic. And at all, every single meter of the Portuguese coastline. And why? Just to tell, like, I managed that I can basically hike a crazy distance without dying, and just like with refilling my water bottle. I never in the whole journey had to buy a single-use water bottle. So it's possible to go like these extra meters to refill your water bottle. It's something so simple I want to tell, but we need something big to actually say like, okay, yeah, this guy is crazy. He managed the entire coast, like picked up 1.6 tons of plastic, and he just refilled his water bottle. How easy should be that? And then in the next year, we said, okay, let's raise awareness about a different topic. Let's go a little bit away from the beaches, because actually it's not the beaches where plastic pollution starts. it's like our acts. And something what people don't see sometimes, cigarette butts, the little Pontus de Cigarro, they're full of plastic and of toxins. So we picked up 1 million cigarette butts. It was a crazy mountain of cigarettes, put them all on the ground in the entire country to raise awareness with the mass, to open eyes with something extraordinary again. And people were stopping. It was like, what the hell? This is so many cigarette butts.
Yeah, I can
believe it. Yeah, exactly.
I can believe it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And right now I'm basically with Rosa on the tour in my third adventure, again to raise awareness about, like, we need to, like, reuse everything what we own. That's the highest good what we humans should put into our brains. So I went to Ciclo Oficina, Andres, in Lisbon, mm-hmm. and we built a Rosa in 2.5 weeks, and we didn't have anything before. So that was rock and roll, and that was beautiful because it
that's
was
creating something.
Exactly, and that's creating to prove actually, okay, we can build something out of nothing. And then we can cycle with this.
Bits and pieces here.
No, no, like it was, now I'm aiming for 2,500 kilometers around Portugal. So I started 45 days ago without any break day. I was cycling. I started in Cascais. I went to Sagres, then all the way to Vila Real Santo Antonio, to the Spanish border, and then all the National Deutsch up, but also up the Torre Serra da Estrela.
Ooh,
with Rosa.
Nice one.
And then up to Chaves, up Montalegre, Guimarães, then Caminha.
Okay, Caminha.
Exactly, it needed to be like the border, border Spain again. And now all the way down to Cascais again.
Okay.
To make like a proper Volta de Portugal, to show it is possible to give a bike a new life and to just refill your water bottle.
Yeah. So you're leaving up here today and tomorrow?
Tomorrow. I arrive today, tomorrow I'm leaving again. Yeah, I have to sleep. Don't forget that.
So, the next 5 days, where are you going to be?
So, tomorrow I will be in Mira, mm-hmm. Praia da Mira, then afterwards in Praia da Tocha. I will go like into direction of Coimbra and then going back to the coast. Yeah, because I know it's always like I'm doing like group cleanups, group awareness actions. Like if there's the school, if there's a university or any group wanting to join, and then they're saying like, hey, we're in Coimbra, can you please go to us? Then I say like, yeah, I'm doing these extra kilometers just for awareness. Yeah.
How are you finding this kind of critical mass existing in Portugal, this kind of associations, NGOs, and do you think they are growing? The movement is growing? What do you think?
Funnily, I didn't know about critical mass before this. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful that I started this and that I'm doing this trash cycle because I got into a new family. And that's beautiful to meet you. It's beautiful to meet all those amazing people from Ciclo Oficina Angels. And it was just heartwarming. And like it was a new world of basically quite conscious people, quite activists you're meeting, and that's I think the cycle community is in general a very, very beautiful mindset, and with that I want to leave it. I think it's very nice. That's my opinion.
I do see. And today at night, after we get something to eat, we're going to watch something called Plastic Hike.
Yeah.
9:30. Can you tell us just a little bit about this, this experience in 2020.
So that was the first adventure, hiking all the coast hiking the coast of Portugal to pick up 1.6 tons of plastic with 600 people, and it was mainly to bring people together to also connect. And I met 80 NGOs and environmentalists in Portugal, all along the coast, to show like there are many people. We are not alone. And we just have to find each other, and then we are feeling strong and we have some power to actually do some change. And that is just like a little add-on to the project, what I'm doing right now, because I'm not only cycling, I'm also picking up single-use bottles and cans on the roadways. Yeah.
Okay.
Just like on the roads, like all around, I picked up already 4,100 bottles and cans in the last 45 days. And all of those bottles go to Torre de Belém on the 19th of June, when I'm ending the journey.
Yeah, I want to ask you this. Yeah. Keep on.
Exactly. Yeah. When we're gonna end, we're gonna make like a big mountain of all the bottles I collected with all those people, And we basically, on the way, this project is supporting an initiative of 40 NGOs in Portugal.
And the NGOs are going to be there too?
Some will be there, like some people, gathering. Some cyclists from Ciclo Oficina.
Nice.
So a gathering to show the mass, and I'm inviting everybody from this podcast also to come there, but also to sign the petition for an deposit system here in Portugal.
You're going to leave it on the description.
Exactly, sure, okay. Exactly. And that's what we are handing over on the 19th of June. We make this mountain and hand over the petition to the government. Yeah.
19th of June. All right. Let's mark it on our agendas. Well, we are reaching the 20th mark, but I'm looking at that ukulele. Yeah. Maybe our listeners can spot it on the photograph, but here you'll just be able to listen. But it's a beautiful, colorful, with a beautiful turtle on it, and I think we should kind of end with music also. Okay, let's go. Oh, I think you'll understand the language. Just that, maybe. Because there are some musics that are in Portuguese, and if Andy wants to, well...
Go ahead, Portuguese.
open mic now. Okay. I'm going to get something for you.
Yeah.
Gonna need. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. So everything is about trash. Also my voice and my ukulele is about trash. So it doesn't matter if you do something super good or not. It works. So my ukulele is covered with microplastic, and he already talked about the little turtle on it, and the turtle is actually eating microplastic. That's the little sad reality. I can start with one little song. Be sharp, don't kill the baby shark. Be clean, don't kill the baby dolphin. Suja e poluia não adianta, pensa na baby Maria Manta. That was a little intro, but because we are here in Portugal and we need to sing a Portuguese song, I can try another one.
Okay, let's check it.
E uma praia portuguesa, com certeza. Com certeza, uma praia portuguesa. Eu limpo a praia portuguesa, com certeza limpo a praia portuguesa. Há tanto plástico no mar, com certeza, a portuguesa gosta de peixe à mesa. O peixe come plástico, com certeza acabará na sua mesa.
Perfect. Well, just to end, Eddie, big laughs that you have met along the way, and well, I'm sure you met a lot of good people. But can you remember some big experience or big laugh and big happy situation, or even a down one?
Yeah, and if, as you said, like every day something crazy, something funny is happening. It was in the Algarve. That was a beautiful one. I was actually super, super tired, super dead, because I went out of Zagreb, and there was Contravento. Oof, I was super dead.
East.
I was. I was picking up a lot of balls, and I was annoyed of everything. And then I was standing on the road picking up another bottle. Then there was a van stopping by, and like, I'm a German, so, as I said, and we love pretzels in German. I don't know if you know.
Pretzel, awesome.
So there was a German baker who is baking in his car. Like, seeing that I'm picking some bottles on the way, and he was stopping and saying, like, hey, I like what you do. Do you want some pretzels? And I was like, from the worst mood ever to having pretzels. It's like a German angel was coming and giving me some pretzels. That was
perfect.
Insane. And this explains a little bit the project in general, because like, so many random awesome things happen. Sometimes some bad things happen, but like it always comes somehow when we are down, something magical happens.
Positivity goes
up. Goes up, and that's beautiful. Yeah.
Yes, thank you very much from the deep of our bikes in our hearts, and we wish you a pleasant and adventurous journey anywhere.
Muito obrigado.
And when you want to come to Casa da Bicicleta.
Yeah, anytime. Absolutely. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you
and
very
now,
much.
Yeah. I shall deliver you the end object that we use for this podcast. You have to use it. Okay. And I will not say anything more. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you very much. I'm using it now.
Okay.
Wow.
Com o Andy a pensar num banho quente e no seu destino do dia seguinte, tivemos que encerrar mais um episódio com vontade de ouvir mais. O Raio de Histórias despede-se e deseja-vos boas pedaladas, sempre com um saco à mão para a apanha eventual de lixo. Deixo-vos até ao final da viagem com o Walk Mix XM O2.3 de Xavier e Loura, uma parceria entre Xavier Marques e Jorge Loura, que agradecemos muito a colaboração e apoio. Como sempre, não deixem de visitar ciclaveiro.pt ou casadabicicleta.pt para novidades e agenda e também os links relacionados com os nossos convidados que deixamos na descrição do podcast. Até já! Raio de Histórias, uma produção sonora da Ciclaveiro, onde se abrem as portas da Casa da Bicicleta a vidas em cima de duas rodas, a histórias sobre uma paixão que nos deixa voar mais alto e nos traz uma enorme paz. As ideias, os projetos, os desafios do futuro, com um olhar sobre as cidades e a questão da mobilidade. Os sons das correntes, das campainhas, das buzinas que nos ligam e o desfrutar de um tempo sem tempo definido, com um guiador que nos leva a lugar incerto. Esse lugar é aqui. Ajuste o seu selim e deixe-se ficar. Está na hora de sentir o vento na cara e de bicicletas falar.